Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The style of play in today's NBA, to me, is largely unwatchable. Now, let me just preface it by saying the Knicks are very good. They're very talented. We know they're going to be a playoff team, and the expectation is extremely high. Now, I don't have those high hopes that they're going to be better than they were a year ago, all that stuff. Mike Brown, all that we went over. But the regular season, A, just does not mean as much. Every year in the regular season, the biggest talking points are the back-to-back days, players getting maintenance days or whatever they call them, and the style of playing the NBA not being good enough. It's every year, and it's the same thing. I don't feel the urgency last night when I'm watching that game, like, does this game really matter? And the answer is no, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. What matters is the end of the year and what happens in the playoffs. So, okay, the Knicks are banged up. Good to see Brunson back last night. They're not with Anunoby, so whether they win or lose, it's kind of irrelevant. They're going to be a playoff team regardless. And then you watch the style of play, and they're shooting a million threes. They're not making any, and yet they still win. The NBA, to me, the product is just... Playoffs may be a different story, but the product in the regular season is just not good enough.
It's rough. Those are two very separate things, though. Yeah. The Knicks shot the ball awfully last night, as you said. Now, that's not what they do. That's kind of an anomaly right there. I mean, when you're missing free throws at the rate that they did, including big ones down the stretch, I mean, that's not the Knicks. But your greater point is well-received. I mean... I think if the Knicks were deleted from the NBA map, I don't know that I would ever watch the NBA.
And I loved the NBA growing up. I loved it.
Me too.
It's great to have the Knicks being good again. And the playoffs are a different story. So I don't think that... And now, if the Knicks weren't in it, would I be locked into the playoffs? Maybe not. I mean, I'd be intrigued. I wouldn't be locked in. But how do we get into sports? And by the way, it's not even... The NBA is the most prominent of the leagues that has a regular season that means the least. But we're getting there with the NFL's first 4 weeks or so. We're getting there with baseball, the first half of the season. Right, the first half of the regular season is treated like an exploratory period, which is hard to believe. You know, the NHL's the NHL, so we'll keep them separate for a second. But with the NBA, every year we all know what it's about, to the point where they had to come up with some BS in season tournament to try to make it more interesting that most fans are like, nobody cares about that either.
If they didn't have a different court, would anybody really care or no?
No. I don't even think with the court people care or no.
Yeah, I hear you. Maybe some of the younger fans do, and I'm not trying to dump on the NBA because I still watch the Knicks. I watched the entire game last night, and it was a rough one. Now, there's certain nights where I miss, you know, a half here, a half there, but I'm dialed in, you know, like most of us, to the Knicks every single night. But the general commentary on the league, and really not just the NBA, but also the NFL, and you're right, keep hockey aside. So most of these leagues are playing more, whether it's more playoff rounds, more wild cards, you know, all that stuff. So you play a little more, you practice less. Think about this.
Right.
You've heard Tiki and Boomer talk about training camp when they were in the in the NFL versus now it's like a country club, right? So you practice less and you actually get maintenance days. So it's, you know, it's a conversation that's been common. It's come up quite a bit. I wish I had the solution at this point. I don't, but I'm open to a radical change. If the NBA wanted to slice it to 70, which the union, by the way, would never allow because then they'd have to make less money, but I would be okay with that. I really would.
Well, what about, and again, I'm just thinking off the top of my head. I have no idea. I haven't really given this too much thought, but here's what I do know. From a fan's perspective, I don't feel the urgency night to night. And maybe that's in part because the team, Mike Brown, the head coach, is saying, well, I prefer not to play these guys all these minutes because I want to rest them for the postseason. And it's not just him. It's going around the league. Well, maintenance days. Well, I'm not going to play my top guys because I want to rest them. So if you're not treating this game like it's the most important thing, why should I take my time out to watch this game and treat it like it's the most important thing when I know that the result ultimately doesn't really matter?
Yeah.
Whether the Knicks won or lost last night is not going to matter. Now, if they get into a spot where they have a losing record and it's, well, now they got to start winning some games, that's a different story. But ultimately, the Knicks are going to be good enough to where they're going to get into the playoffs, have one of the better records, and it's going to be about the playoffs. So that's where they're at. And some teams are going to be in that same realm. Other teams are going to be so bad that it doesn't matter because they're not going to be good enough to even make the playoffs or have a chance. But if you go out there on a night-to-night basis and you're telling your fans you're not maximizing or prioritizing winning that game because ultimately it's not the be-all, end-all, then why should I care? So maybe a part of the solution would be to have split it into halves where the first half, not a tournament, but the first half qualifiers.
Almost then, like with the strike in baseball in 81, right?
I think they did something
very similar there.
I don't remember. I'm just trying to think of ways
so the first half, it basically has, so there's, each half has an urgency.
Correct.
Okay, but what if the Knicks clinch a berth in the first half, then their second half is rendered fairly insignificant?
I don't know.
I appreciate the thought, but
I'm just saying, like,
I don't know if anything's perfect.
It's probably not, and they're trying a tournament, which is certainly not. The in-season tournament has no impact on anything.
It's a new
thing that maybe you're right. Young kids will get into it one day, and maybe that becomes a thing. I can't imagine how an in-season tournament means you're giving away another trophy for what? Like, the goal is the NBA championship.
I know.
Not some made-up tournament. That's
and the
not
Lakers,
the goal.
Did you hear the Lakers hung a banner for winning the winning? They did.
I couldn't even tell you who won these things. How many have there
the
been?
Lakers
two or
did. I think this is like the third one, whatever it might be. I think it's number three.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
But
now,
yep, go ahead.
Where I credit the commissioner is that at least they're trying because they know that there's a problem. So I don't love the idea of the in-season tournament. Can it make it a little more intriguing at times? Sure. And the more we get used to it, maybe. But I at least give them credit for trying because they know that their own regular season just does not mean anything.
Yeah, and they don't adjust the ticket prices. So if the game means less, well, then it makes sure that's reflected in what the consumer reaches into their pocket to pay for, which, of course, they would never do because they don't care about us. So one thing that I have to be fair to here, again, we all love what we grew up with. We all know that. However, when we were watching our Knicks, and boy, did we love them in the 90s, right? And when the fouls and the Oaks and the defense and the no layups, yep, and the Pat Rileys, everything that we know about the Knicks, right? It was ugly. I remember that one game the Knicks scored like 60-something points at Market Square Arena in a playoff game against the Pacers. Yeah. Like, it was a rough watch. So while we were sitting there every possession like it's a 15-round heavyweight fight, the fans who weren't Knicks fans were in the play. They're like, this is gross.
Yeah, but here's why I disagree with that. Yes, aesthetically, not scoring a lot of points may be a tougher watch. The reason why I loved it is because there was a competitive battle every possession. It mattered. They cared. I'm not just talking about the postseason, regular season. They cared. They put energy and effort into it. They wanted to win. They prioritized winning every single night. That's why it made it entertaining for me, even though the aesthetics of a 80-point game is not the same as scoring 130.
I respect that. I do. But I don't know that everybody felt that way. I don't think most people didn't.
Don't we want to just watch competition at the end of the day? Whether it's sumo wrestling or the NFL, new sponsor.
Company guy.
Or the baseball. Like, you want to see competition. It's why to me I get into the refs who were compromised or the players. If you're compromising the integrity of the sport, we have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And by resting players, you're also compromising the integrity of any given game.
Yes, but one of the again, this is just to be all inclusive to the conversation. One of the reasons why there's been a barrage of ankle and calf and Achilles injuries, like, and this is documented. And I don't dive into this like I dive into baseball savant, admittedly. But I've taken a look, and it is interesting, and it is real. Like, the amount of miles that they track, you track that an NBA player actually runs through the course of a 48-minute game is significantly more than it used to be, all right? And you're also playing with more purpose and more pace. So not only are you literally running more because there's more possessions, which means you got to get up and down the court more, but the spacing and the athleticism of the game is so much faster that the sheer volume of miles that you're running is at a very high rate. And that is stress on the joints and stress on the tendons and all that stuff. So I don't know that there's a perfect world anymore. In the 90s, in the early 2000s, they averaged 96 points a game and everybody complained, right? In the 2010s, it was up to about 102. And now we're up to about 113 on the average points per game per team now in the modern NBA. Well, you tell me aesthetically which is more appealing. All right, I loved where if you go to the rim, your ass is on the floor or you just are a legitimate scorer and you're yoking it down on Ewing or like whatever and you earned it. Of course, I prefer that. But there has never been so many skilled players ever. Everybody can handle. Everybody could shoot. Everybody could run. There's no stiffs. There's no slobs like that had five fouls and these slow, useless non-athletes. Those guys are gone. Everybody could pass.
I'm fine with saying that. I could get used to the new version of the game. I'm not fine with the competition not being 100% every single night. And it's just not in the regular season for a variety of reasons that we've gone over. Rest, maintenance, the record not meaning as much. Home court not meaning as much, teams not caring, teams not prioritizing that. So my bigger issue, aside from I hate watching teams just come down and chuck threes. I can't stand it. To me, that's not good basketball.
That's the game.
I know, but
I'm with you.
I don't like that. Even though the Knicks are generally good at that, I just don't like it. Okay, great. The Knicks shoot 43s. When they hit the majority of them, guess what? They're going to win. When they miss them, most likely they're going to lose. I know that didn't happen the last time, but you get the point. But as long as there's great competition night in, night out, I can open my mind up to what is the new style of play and be like, okay, well, this is fun. They're scoring a lot of points. The great athletes now, to your point. I need competition at the highest of levels. Teams trying to win and prioritize winning every single night. And I just don't think we get that from both sides every night.
One more issue. I know we're running late here. And I don't know how the NBA could fix this. It's inherently an issue for them, and it's less of an issue. Well, it happens in hockey, but I think they're more prepared. You'll see where I'm going. It almost never happens in baseball, and it never happens in football. In the NBA, you get drafted first, second, third, sixth, eighth, ninth, 12th, now based on what you're projected to be when you're a grown man, which means you enter the NBA at the age of 18 and you're raw. Even if you went to Duke for a year, like Cooper Flagg or the kids at Rutgers who were raw, you know, but it's ridiculous. I mean, Rutgers had two top 10 picks. They did nothing last year. So you're getting a rawness and just a lack of polish from these young kids who were drafted. And when you're drafted that early, guess what? You're playing 25, 28, 32, 35 minutes a night immediately. So right away, the efficiency is going to take a dent. When was the last time you saw a 19-year-old quarterback in the NFL? You never will. Or a 19-year-old linebacker. Now, in hockey, is different because the junior circuit starts earlier than any other sport. And you'll get the like Griffey, you know, a couple of outliers in baseball coming up, 19-year-old phenom, Doc, etc. Those are few and far between. So unless they go back the NBA, and they won't, where you know you got to spend a couple of years in college, I think you're getting very raw and very unfinished products who are going to play a lot on a night-to-night basis.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.